Industry in Yugoslavia was once the most productive in the communist bloc. But today, after a decade of stagnation under the administration of Slobodan Milosevic, economists say it stands 10 years behind neighbors Croatia and Hungary. Now, help is on the way. European investment banks are helping to repair Serbia's infrastructure, and in a bid to support reform, the World Bank has agreed to an $85 million loan to cover Serbia's budget deficit. Alistair Wanklin reports from Belgrade on Serbia's slow economic revival.
In the streets of Belgrade last year, cheering crowds believed Serbia could regain some of its lost dignity and prosperity.
Economic reconstruction and recovery is our priority.
A year and a half into the administration of President Vojislav Koštunica, the economy is growing and industry is showing signs of life. At this production line in the Zastava car plant in central Serbia, tiny Yugo cars are being assembled. Haggard-looking workers dressed in blue overcoats and on their feet, in some cases only sandals, are using an array of tools, such as this simple hammer used to place doors onto the half-ready vehicles. This factory has a troubled past. It suffered from lack of investment under the Milosevic regime. It struggled under punitive Western sanctions and survived a missile bombardment in the early days of the Kosovo campaign. Much of that damage has been repaired, but factory director Stanijan Stankovic says the factory needs foreign investment.
We are saying just bring us your tools and in 7 days flat we'll be making your products. There is no need to invest in people or buildings. All that is here already.
Yugoslav citizens strolling on the streets of Belgrade still feel the effects of the Milosevic days in many ways. Big industry in Serbia fell far behind that in neighbouring countries in terms of reform and competitiveness. The Milosevic regime failed to fire and retrain workers in loss-making jobs. That is now changing. At the start of this year, the Zastava car factory laid off many of its workers after the government promised to help them to retrain and find work elsewhere. The financial cost is borne by the Koštunica administration and by foreign creditors, but with 30% unemployment in this nation, there may also be a political price to pay. To support and encourage the Belgrade government in its program, international finance bodies such as the World Bank and smaller Europe-based banks for reconstruction are pouring funds and credit into Serbia. At this fashionable cafe in downtown Belgrade, customers welcome Serbia's new engagement with the international system. The young men and women drinking Italian coffee here are wealthy by local standards. Some of them say they receive cash from relatives working outside Serbia. They don't trust the banks here because of past corruption that caused investments to disappear. But here too, there's a clean-up underway. The government has recently closed down four of the nation's largest banks for good.
People are just talking all the time about the credits.
Cafe owner Predrag Ilic looks forward to a time when the banks are working properly.
With this banking system, with the new banking system, lots of people will come back to Yugoslavia and think that from this point we'll have much more better opportunity to work like everybody else.
Managers back here at the Zastava car factory also have their eyes on foreign capital. Industries across Serbia are vying for early privatization, but with little cash apparently available in Serbia, privatization is a process that economists say will succeed only if the government can get foreigners interested. For Common Ground, I'm Alistair Wanklin in Belgrade.